As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at the Link. It is draft day. Elliot Shore Park's with us through the end of the show. And joining us now, the official draft expert of the WIP Afternoon Show. I bet he didn't know he had that title as well. Mike Mayock joins us. Mike, thank you again for joining us.
My pleasure, guys.
So, Mike, what is do you have a, I don't know, a tradition? Like, what? How are you handling tonight? Like, what's on the rundown for Mike Mayock tonight as the draft goes?
Well, let's be honest here. I mean, for about 25 years, I had a defined position, whether yeah. it was the NFL Network or the Raiders. And then the last couple of years, it's been let's grab a cold beer and
there you go. Just have a little fun.
Yeah, exactly. I have a rooting interest in certain teams and more, to be honest, in certain people. And I also love the guys at NFL Network that I work for, Daniel Jeremiah and Eisen and Charles Davis. So I root for them as well.
I guess just a question, you mentioned as a GM, what is the draft leading up to the draft? What is that day like as a GM? Is it quiet because you've done all the work, or does the chaos start in the morning as like you start thinking about who might be going where and what moves you might make?
It's interesting because it's a combination of both. And there, you would think it'd be fairly quiet. The work's done. The boards are up. You've talked to all 31 other teams about potential moves. And really, you're in the draft room. You're making sure that everybody's responsibilities for the evening are set up. All the phone lines are good. You've got all your guys checking on all that. You're touching base around the league with some of the GMs that you've talked with earlier just about potential moves. Hey, we talked about coming up. You're still good with that? Or you're still good with going down. I'm good with coming up. Let's talk, so you're kind of confirming those kind of things. You're trying to see what else is banging around the league. I remember one year there were rumors that Aaron Rodgers was going to be traded from Green Bay. It was like 2009, maybe 2019 or 20, I forget. And I knew he wasn't because I had been in touch with the GM from Green Bay, but like, our whole building was just like, oh, what are you doing? Have you talked to him? I'm like, guys, just calm down. I'll call him again. But, he's not going anywhere this year. And, of course, he wasn't. And I had a good laugh with Brian Gutekunst in Green Bay. But there's an awful lot of stuff going on behind the scenes that people really don't know much about.
Yeah, I find it fascinating listening to it from your perspective, Mike. Is it's from a player, obviously I can speak from that perspective. You almost like your future is in the hands of 32 other teams. You don't know where you're going to be drafted. Your life is about to change, and you're excited about it despite where you may go as far as around. But from a front office perspective, do you guys have the do you get the butterflies in your stomach, right? It's like, I'm wondering, is there like, you go into a draft and there's a player or a group of players that you want so bad, and you're in a position in the draft that you're not certain that they're going to be there available to you. And I'm just wondering, do you get the same type of nervous energy and butterflies going into the draft?
Very much so, Ike. And, you know, I'm a coach's son. I always thought I was going to go into coaching. And when I went the personnel way, it kind of changed 180 degrees to the point where Super Bowl weekend was not in February. Super Bowl weekend is at the end of April.
Yeah.
And for all the GMs and the scouts and the work that they put in, and I always felt like it was important to fly all your scouts in and let them be in the room when it was happening. Some teams don't do that. But I thought it was important, since it's their Super Bowl, to let them sit in there and just lap up the energy and excitement. And also gave me a chance to just reach over to the area scout and confirm something if I needed to.
Mike Mayock with us. Mike, one more general question. I'm sorry. I feel like we could have you in for 4 hours one day and just ask you questions about this stuff, about the process of it. I think we all find it really fascinating. We hear a lot about players going up boards and down boards, and I imagine a lot of that is sort of people finding out where players are actually ranked as opposed to where the media finds it. But are there ever actually instances that you've seen of a player like actually gaining steam or actually losing steam from anything other than an injury or an off the field thing? Like, can a player fly up boards and go down boards from, you know, from the beginning of this process to the actual draft?
For the most part, if you trust the process and trust your board and trust your scouts and ultimately your coaches also. But at the end of the day, if you stack an intelligent board, I think the teams that draft well, the Baltimore Ravens, the Philadelphia Eagles, the Kansas City Chiefs, Pittsburgh, the teams that have stability at the top and trust their process, there's very little movement. What you mentioned is correct, though. Off the field is constant qualification, and the medical is always amazing to me, because I'll give you an example. All 32 teams get the same medical information, but it's interpreted differently. And remember that the starting guard in Kansas City, Trey Smith, they got him in the sixth round. He was like a first-round guy, first or second, and he had a heart problem, okay? And everybody qualified that heart problem all the way up to about the end. And some teams were okay with it, other teams weren't. The reason he dropped from a one or a two down to six was because all 32 teams were concerned. I had John Gruden poking me in the side from about the fourth round on, like, what about Trey Smith? What? And I couldn't do anything because our doctors said no. Mm-hmm. So the medical and the off-the-field things get qualified right up to the last instance. We had a third-day pick who ended up being a really good player that we moved up our board a little bit late in the process, because I got a report from a pro day where a cross-checking scout called me and said, Mike, I think we're a little low on this kid. Will you get your eye on him today? And I watched his tape, and I was like, wow, I think we are a little low. And I ran it down to the defensive back coach and said, I need this in 2 hours. And we got the kid on a Zoom call, and next thing you know, he had moved up. We took him in the fifth round, but he had been a later pick for us, and he just made a whole bunch of money in this last offseason process. So at the end of the day, that's the way the process should work. It should be tape-based, and you follow your process.
All right, Mike. The Eagles sit at 32. An interesting, you know, interesting position for them. Are there a few players that you have, given who the Eagles have drafted the last few years, their needs, and what you've seen on tape, and knowing what you know about the team? Are there a few players that maybe you've dialed in on that you think are most likely for the Eagles to be good picks tonight?
So if they stick and pick at 32. I think philosophically where I'm guessing they are is it's going to be the best defensive player on their board unless there's an offensive unicorn sitting there staring them in the face. In other words, an offensive player they had rated in the top half of the draft somehow is sitting there in the 20s, and they either move up to get him or they wait at 32 and for some reason he's still there. But I think it's the best defensive player on the board. I think the logical names for me are at defensive tackle. There are three of them. Derek Harmon, Walter Nolan, and Kenneth Grant. And I think Walter Nolan paired with Jalen Carter would wreak havoc in the NFL. And he's had some off-the-field issues, so he could slide somewhere. I think on the edge, I'd love to see him get Mykel Williams or Shamar Stewart. Again, that would require one of them sliding a significant way, but their lack of production might cause them to slide. I think Dominic Ezeraku, the edge from BC, is intriguing at 32. I love Malachi Starks, the safety from Georgia, because I think he can play nickel, and that would give Vic Fangio some more flexibility on that back end between Starks and what Cooper DeJean can play in a couple of positions. And Maxwell Hairston, the other corner from Kentucky. I think, to me, they're kind of the names I've locked in on, and to be honest with you, all of them could be gone. But I think that would be the high-level group, a type of high-level group that Howie would be looking at.
Yeah.
Hey, given their assets, like let's say they're not trading players, they're just trading picks, how high do you think they could trade up to, given what they're at 32? You know, is trading to 20, is that realistic, or is it trading up 5 or 6 spots that you think is realistic for them?
I think the two realistic landing zones for them are Minnesota at 24, who only have 4 picks and want to move down, or Washington at 29, only have 5 picks and want to move down. Adam Peters, the GM of Washington, has already said, hey, I have no problem trading with an in-division rival. So I think they're the two logicals without starting to give up significant pieces from next year, even though they could, right, because they're going to have so many picks next year. But to use one of the names I gave you a minute ago, if Mykel Williams, who some people have mocked to New Orleans at 9, but if Mykel Williams from Georgia started to slide into the late teens, I think Howie'd be on the phone talking to Minnesota about getting up there. And maybe even a little bit further. But if Maxwell Hairston was the last corner in the clump of corners they had in their minds that were first round worthy, would he move up to either 24 or 29 to go get him? To me, another logical possibility. And it wouldn't cost you all that much draft capital to get from 32 to 29 or to 24.
Mike Mayock with us. Mike, how do you, from a quarterback perspective, you know, the Eagles are pretty set there, but for the rest of the draft, how did you look at the top prospects, and are there any of the non-top guys that you saw that impressed you?
I'll tell you what's interesting, guys, and two of these guys have Philadelphia roots. The top three guys, you know, everybody's talked about ad nauseum, Cam Ward and Shedeur Sanders, and Jackson Dart from Ole Miss. The next group of like 4 guys, I've heard more intrigue from NFL teams than maybe I ever had on second day guys. And that would be Jalen Milroe from Alabama, Tyler Shuck, Louisville, McCord, kid from St. Joe's Prep at Syracuse, and Will Howard, kid from Downingtown. At Ohio State. I think teams are grinding the hell out of those 4 kids, and I think you're going to see all 4 of them go on the second day, maybe 3 of them in the second round, especially considering that the Giants and Cleveland and potentially New Orleans, all with quarterback needs, probably aren't going that way in round 1.
Yeah.
All right, Mike. Last question. So we do a thing on the show where I don't watch college football. And where I just sort of what do you do when you study right at the end there? I cram. I watch a lot of YouTube, and I decide who my best players at every position are. And my favorite edge guy in the whole draft, and everybody laughed at me, is Braden Swinson from LSU. What do you think of him? You can laugh at me.
I don't laugh at people.
All right.
You know, I really don't. I've had thousands of people want to know what I think about guys they like. And I think that's okay. Cool. Just signifies interest. I think he's a solid player that is probably going to go in the 3rd round, which means he's a really good football, top 100 player. I just don't think he's got the same kind of burst that you're going to see out of the probably 10 or 12 guys who go ahead of him.
I'll take it. He didn't laugh at me like Jack and Ike did, so yeah. I'll take it. All right, Mike. Well, we appreciate all the calls leading
it's
up to
it's been awesome,
draft.
Brother. Yeah,
it's been great. And I'm sure it'll be Eagle season before we know it. We'll be talking to you again.
Hey, I appreciate you guys, and thanks very much for having
all right,
me.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, Mike.
I seriously could talk to Mayock for four hours.
Yeah, that's
about
why I just sit there and listen, man. Just listen.
Just the insight of all that. So he seems pretty honest about all of it, too.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Well, I think you hear all that, right?
Yeah.
And then we bring in Elliot.
Yeah.
And it's just a total change.
You have no respect for Elliot.
I have a lot of respect for Elliot.
Well, you didn't vote for me for Insider of the Year.
That's true.
You don't know what his votes are.
Yeah, they weren't revealed.
It didn't feel like it.
Well, like making him sweat.
I was going to make a joke when I came on, like, now the real draft expert's here. But listening to Mike, he obviously knows way more than I do.
He did like McCord, who we both like.
So you know what else I'll say, and I don't know if this is a good or a bad thing. I love Braden Swinson too.
Oh,
there it is. You guys are aligned on everything. That should make you feel worse.
There it is.
Well, these two.
The advanced pass rush numbers are on Spike's side with this. He had 43 hurries last year, which is outstanding in the SEC for an edge rusher. So,
well, Spike, do you like
him? Do you like him in the first round?
No, I don't like him in the first round.
Well, you made me take him in the first round.
Yeah,
I know. But Ike really did bully you into saying
you'd take
him in the third round.
64, I would consider it. It's probably a reach, but you got to trust your board.
Also terrifying is that I saw Giglio's newsletter today, and his sneaky quarterback pick was Gabriel.
Another 5'10 guy.
So I'm aligned with Elliot and Giglio.
Who are your other edge rusher guys?
I did defensive lines. Mike Calvin Williams and Talik Williams.
Yeah.
Okay, so you did tackles and edges.
Yeah,
right?
We did it all. Yeah. So your 7-round mock came out. Now the Eagles don't have a 6th and 7th pick.
Correct, which is why I don't have them there.
So it's a 5-round mock.
It's still called a 7-round mock draft.
Yeah. And you got 3 picks in the 5th round.
Yeah, I'm missing one there. There should be 4. I think they have 4.
Oh, do they have 4 5th round picks?
Yeah. Oh. They have a lot of 5ths. Yeah.
Is there any like buzz, you know, Kempski was saying that the Eagles covet Walter Nolan.
Yeah. So what's interesting is I think like 8 of the beat writers all predicted they were going to take.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Walter Nolan.
Oh, here we go.
So every year, you know, Kempski does an article where he writes, like, who's everyone's going to pick? And I can't remember a year where even a beat writer, like, three guys had the same person.
Well, that means it's not going to be Walter
Correct.
Nolan.
Yeah, that's what it means. Yeah. But
they've all been...
They definitely want Walter Nolan.
Torched again.
It's the PR thing.
You think he goes earlier? Yeah. You think he goes earlier?
You know, it's hard to tell. The one thing that I think was interesting is Daniel Jeremiah had him falling out of the first round. And remember there was that clip that came out of Daniel Jeremiah talking about Mason Taylor, the tight end out of LSU.
Yes.
And the speculation was kind of that the GM he was referencing there was Howie. And so if you want to put some tea leaves together, which, Spike, I know you love to do.
I'm a tea leaf guy.
Same. If we want to believe that he was talking to Howie there and then he falls out of the first round, it's kind of interesting. Now, that would go against, like, that they want him. Obviously, but
yeah, because I'm saying would they just pass?
But like, that means right. Daniel Jeremiah thinks Eagles would pass on Walter Nolan.
Wow.
Oh, really?
Well, he has him out of the first round, and
yeah.
Eagles pick 32nd.
And the Eagles pick 32.
Yeah. And Daniel Jeremiah obviously like has had ties to that organization. So.
Yeah, but DJ's been. When's the last time DJ hit on a pick?
Well, it's hard to
for
hit
the
on.
Eagles.
It
I
is
mean.
Hard to hit on a pick, but I think the interesting.
I just
thing
mean
is,
for the Eagles.
No, I know, but I think the fact that he had them passing on Walter Nolan, like,
yeah,
that's the interesting part to me.
I mean, no disrespect to DJ, but he also had his take at Kenneth Murray.
I remember that.
Yeah, the linebacker.
A linebacker yes. in the first yeah. round, yeah.
Well, I think his final one actually had them taking Jahad Campbell, which I don't think they would do, unless they thought he could be
well,
an edge
we
rusher.
We haven't brought up Jerry Robinson in 1979 in a while. That's the last linebacker that was taken.
Oh, I was
going to
say, yeah.
Well, and I thought you guys would know that.
Breaking a lot of norms now. I
linebacker historian well, over there.
Jahad Campbell is interesting because depending on who you look at, and this is for a lot of these guys, I've seen him ranked as high as the 11th best player in the draft and as low as second round.
Well, he's an injury guy, too. Him, Will Johnson, and Josh Simmons, a tackle out of Ohio State, are guys that, had they not been hurt, they're probably going higher than they – we'll see where they go tonight. But they're the ones that have the medical concerns that could drop them. And as we know, the Eagles love a good guy that's devalued because of injury. So
Sidney Jones.
Sidney Jones, that worked out well, yeah. Those names keep an eye on.
Well, here's the thing on Walter Nolan and all the beat writers thinking it's going to be Walter Nolan. There are a few different, if you're reading the tea leaves here.
Yeah.
The first thing is that the Eagles are complete morons and told every beat writer who they want to take. That's option one.
Which I think is not the case.
Probably not, right?
Yeah.
Doesn't seem like the case. Option two is it's just whispered down the lane. One of the guys knew,
right.
And then they all sort of hear from somebody else, but they all originally heard the first report. Option three is the agent is leaking that the Eagles want him to try to get him to go earlier than the Eagles because that maybe people are thinking maybe there's a team that is, you know, late in the first round that thinks maybe they can get him in the second round. So they're, you know, the Eagles have a need there. He feels like an Eagles type player. So then it's just an agent trying to leak it. But to me, the least likely scenario is they all happen to be right because someone with actual knowledge of the situation put the information.
Well, so I think there could be a fourth one and it could be any of those first three, but the fourth one is just, it just makes sense, right? Like, they have a need there. He's a guy that's viewed as a high talent that might drop. The thing every year is how he's going to be aggressive. But for as aggressive as we view Howie in the draft, he generally only trades up like one or two spots. I mean, he moved up for Carson, right?
Yep.
But outside of that, let's not act like every year Howie is going like 15 spots up the board. He trades a lot, but he's not made huge leaps up the board. So it really, you know, Walter Nolan, I think, more than any other prospect, has been all over the mock draft boards, like top 10, top 15, out of the first round, going at 32. And I think that speaks to, like, he's a bit of a complicated prospect because he has a ton of talent, but that talent has not really turned into a ton of production. He changed schools from Texas A&M to Ole Miss. And, you know, Mike Mayock just referenced it there. It seems like there's some potential, I mean, maybe like maturity issues with him. So every team could have a different view of him.
Was the sure. biggest guy they went up for recently Cooper? I know it was a second round pick. But
Cooper would have been.
Because he was, I mean, they went pretty high. In the
they went, round. I think, 20 picks up for
yeah.
him. Yeah.
All right. 215-592-9494. It is NFL draft day. The Eagles pick at 32. We are at the link. You have to listen to WIP all the way through up until the Eagles draft, wherever they draft tonight. You can watch as well on YouTube. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at the link because it's draft night, one of the biggest nights of the year. Spend it with us on your radio, 94.1, the Free Odyssey app, or streaming live on YouTube. Elliot Shore Parks with us for the rest of the show and with us for the, like, almost the entire evening, right?
Till the very end.
Till the very yeah. end. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference. Mark's-jewelers.com. Do you want the Eagles to take defensive line or secondary tonight with their pick? 78.9% say defensive line. I just want to pull the curtain back on the show for a moment here.
Ooh, love
and
this.
And back at the studio, we have deep-voiced Luke. And it's the first time we – now, Luke, can you – say something, just say hello, I'm Deep Voice Luke.
Hello, I'm Deep Voice Luke here.
Now that's his real name, real voice. And we've had Deep Voice Luke on the air before, but Deep Voice Luke has never produced the show before. So he gives us these warnings in our ear when we have 10 seconds left. And I think I almost laugh every time, and I feel like it's happening to Ike too. That it's
every trip.
It's startling, Luke, yep. when you go 10 seconds.
I gotta make sure you guys are ready. I don't know. Gotta make sure you're locked in over there.
Don't you worry about us being locked in.
Yeah, don't you worry about us being locked. Could you, do you know Mary Had a Little Lamb? Could you just do Mary Had a Little Lamb?
I don't even know if I know Mary Had a Little Lamb. That was when I was like
Mary
five.
Had a Little Lamb, Little Lamb, Little Lamb.
Isn't that the peak time to learn Mary Had a Little
yeah,
Lamb?
Yeah, that's so long ago. I think
you had to be 14. Yeah.
Do you know Row, Row, Row Your Boat? Do you know anything?
I think I know Row, okay. Row, Row, Row Your Boat gently down the stream. Merrily, oh, merrily, 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 I don't
life
know.
Is
the,
but a dream.
Life is but a dream.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. How do you not know the words?
This guy's so old.
What are you? Yeah. How old are you?
24.
Right. You were just a kid like 10 years
ago.
Yeah,
I feel like they should be fresh in your memory.
Yeah, no. Too busy remembering Eagles stuff.
Oh, hey,
my ass. Do you even remember Ike Reese playing for the Eagles?
Of course I remember Ike Reese.
Oh, my ass. Name one play.
There it
the
is.
One on that one Sunday when they played at 4.
Say the pick off of Culpepper.
That's what it is. The pick off of Culpepper. See, it's what I was getting to.
All right.
It won't be long until you guys are using Luke for some type of bit.
No, yeah, we've already talked about it. Because Luke does play-by-play, which I think is fantastic. I want Luke to redo great moments in Philadelphia sports, but if Luke was doing the play-by-play.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Greg in Atlanta. You're on WIP. What's up, Greg?
Guys, how you doing? Luke should do like John Facenda kind of voiceovers to see how that would be.
Oh, yeah.
Clovers and Tundra.
Yeah. Yes, but, he could do that stuff. He could do NFL Network.
Hey, guys, today is a day kind of why you guys are really so good, not really blowing smoke, but
nope.
You guys have all the nonsense and the bits and everything, but it really shows when it comes down to it, subject matter is really important. You guys are doing a great job. Really appreciate it.
And thank you.
Oh, thank you.
It's all Elliot.
You too, Elliot.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm just kidding.
You know, I was thinking real quick, I got an idea for the draft, but you know, the fact that Jeffrey Lurie hired Howie, and he's been doing this for, what, 16 years now, 15 or so, it just goes to show that, you know, you hire somebody and you stick with them, and they learn by their mistakes to be better. And I think that that's where the Eagles are right now. We're fortunate to have that. Because you see these guys like Mike, who you talked to a few minutes ago, who was talking about, his years being the general manager, and he probably could learn to be better over the years, but they give him so few years, it's really hard to develop a feel for the people they're dealing with, the people they're trading with, just the players and how they change and all that kind of stuff. I think we're really in a good spot.
Well, Greg, I think you make a good point about Howie getting better and learning from mistakes. But, you know, we could do an entire show on what happens if Howie doesn't stay when Chip Kelly gets full power of the organization. And one of the, I think probably maybe one of the biggest inflection points in Eagles history is Howie staying. Mm-hmm. You know, is Howie staying and not leaving when that happened? Because I'm sure he could have had opportunities elsewhere, but he waited it out. And if he doesn't decide to stay there, you know, do the Eagles have two Super Bowls? Do the Eagles have any Super Bowls if Howie doesn't stick
around?
Well,
and the other thing about Howie is, like, obviously at this point he's accomplished a ton. He's probably a borderline Hall of Fame GM. But up until that 2017 Super Bowl, he hadn't even won a playoff game. You know, so a lot of his success, and I think it's a great point by you, is a result, in my opinion, of being able to fail so many times. I mean, you think of he's probably experienced almost everything a GM could experience. And that matters from here on out because he's been through these things and he knows how to deal with them. So you're right. Like Howie having the long leash he does, I think we view it as like he can take chances. But I think the real benefit of it is he's experienced a lot of things.
And most GMs don't get that,
right?
The opportunity
or head coaches,
to do that. Yes,
or quarterbacks. Like, yep. I think you say this a lot with the process, but like the thing that players got with the Sixers during that time was just reps and time, and especially in today's NFL. And look with the draft tonight. Like if you're drafted first overall, you're going to get way more opportunity than if you're drafted in the third round. So just giving people time, I think, is something Lurie has become better at.
Gotcha. Hey, I will be real brief. Here's what I'm thinking for tonight. Yeah, I'll get off the phone so you guys can discuss it. I know that Miami was talking about as low as a fifth-round pick for Jalen Ramsey. I would talk to Vic first about it, but I would give them two of the fives that we have for Ramsey. Then I would draft, because we're going to spend a lot of money on defense in the next couple of years. And to Ike's point about having 22 players that we can put on the field right now, I would draft the highest rated of a tight end, offensive tackle, or wide receiver first, and then I'd go defense in the second and third rounds.
Wow. Yeah. Thank you for the call, Greg.
I would not trade for Jalen Ramsey. And the issue is not the draft compensation. He's due $25 million this year. So
you have to restructure that.
Yeah, and you're going to have to give him – like new money. He has no real incentive to, unless he really wants out of Miami and, you know, wants to win here. But I believe he has a Super Bowl already, if I'm not mistaken.
Rams.
Yeah. So I don't know what his incentive would be to take less money or even the same money structured over multiple years for the Eagles.
Well, 4 or 5 years ago, I'd have been willing to give up half the draft to get Jalen Ramsey here.
So would Howie.
Yeah.
Well, because wasn't that?
Remember that?
Yeah, they tried to trade for Jalen Ramsey before he got traded
to the Rams.
Yeah. Yep. Now that was a long time.
Because wasn't that the year that was the year they guaranteed Alshon's money?
Yes.
And that was to free up to try
money
to go
for
get
Ramsey,
I believe.
Yep.
Well, and there's the Vic thing, and there's the Jalen Ramsey part of the Vic thing. Like, does Jalen Ramsey want to go play for?
Oh yeah, you don't do it unless both sides are on board.
Now they did bring Patricia in when he didn't get along with Slay, so you never know. But
that was a mistake.
And it was. Yeah,
you mentioned the money that Jalen Ramsey's due, and look, I'm not. It seems like everybody, the edge guys are now getting $30, $40 million a year. The Lions just gave Kirby Joseph $80 million.
Yeah.
He's a safety.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's like Quinion's. That's what has to be factored in, too. I mean, Quinion's going to get $25 million a year at some point down the road here.
And what's Reed Blankenship going to get?
Quinion's going to get.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Get 40 million.
Yeah, probably 40.
By the time he's paid, you know, that's two more offseasons.
Sure, yeah. So, Coop, too.
Yeah. And I think to Jalen Ramsey, like, you're right, $25 million probably has more shock value than it actually does in terms of him being overpaid. But just at his age, and you've seen this offseason, their reluctance to give anybody outside the building big money, I'd be very surprised if they traded for Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah, now, they're locked in on pairing their own players, man.
Yeah.
They're locked in on that. Yeah, I'd be surprised with the Jalen Ramsey thing. I'd be surprised.
Now, there was a – did you guys see the report about him and the Eagles?
Yeah.
Today? Okay, I didn't know.
No. What was
the
report?
So, Armando's
– I thought that's why you brought it up.
Yeah,
No.
A former Dolphins reporter who I think works for someone else now reported that the Eagles were one of the teams that had talked about Jalen Ramsey. But my interpretation of it was maybe like the Ramsey camp called the Eagles and was probably like, would you have interest in doing this?
Got it.
So, right. Or they were just checking in, but I'd be pretty surprised.
Jay in Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, Jay? All right.
Come Luke. On, Luke. That's two.
All right, Luke.
It's now, two. Now, I know you got a great voice.
Now, Luke, when we this was a great idea from Wolfie, by the way. When I address you, you have to say you rang. All right. So, hey, Luke.
You rang.
There you go. So
that's so good.
Yeah, it is really good.
So when I asked for you got to make sure you're keeping up with the callers here. And I'll be nice to you today, but Buzz can tell you.
Yeah.
I'm only nice one time.
Talk to Buzz. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what is nice? So, you know, I went Guida, you know. I called 1-877-GO-GUIDA, and I'm going to have all the windows in my house replaced and the front door. And the thing about windows is, it seems like you look around, and maybe they're old, and maybe they're drafty. You're like, but at least I have windows, right? The windows are fine. But when you finally make the decision, it's about making the call. It's about getting the free in-home estimate, and it's about finding out the difference that a brand-new windows and a brand-new front door, maybe a sliding patio door, is going to make in your home. Your home's going to become more energy efficient, and that's a real thing. The glass they use and how these windows are made and how these doors are made are going to keep the elements out, which are going to keep your energy bills down. It is going to increase the value of your home, and it is going to make you feel better because something that was on your list is now off it. They're going to give you 20% off everything right now, 20% off every window, every door. You're not going to have to put any money down, and you're going to get up to 3 years to pay it off interest-free. So you're going to enjoy these windows for a few years with no interest, no money down, and I'm telling you, you're going to feel better about all of it. It's a limited-time offer, and there are restrictions. So what you should do is call 877-GO-GUIDA. They can give you all the details, and you get your free in-home estimate, or go to goguida.com. That's go, G-U-I-D-A.com. Let's try this again. Jay in Philly, you're on WIP.
Yo, fellas, what's going on?
What's up, Jay?
What up, Jay?
Hey, man. The other day, man, Tuesday, I called and I said that the Phillies weren't, I didn't feel like they were a playoff team. And when I hung up, y'all mocked me and laughed at me, which is okay, but you didn't ask me why I felt that way. And I feel that way because we're not good with situational hitting. Mm. Our relievers aren't good. We don't run the base paths that well, and we don't field extremely well. And those things will matter when you play the best of the best in series. And they're just not – and those things aren't going to get better this year. They're just getting older by the day, you know. So I don't see where – and matter of fact, before the season started, I called and I said, there's not a lock that we're going to the playoffs. Oh, that really had people laughing at me. But we're definitely not a lock to make the playoffs this year.
Well, three game losing streak later, which is a total of four, yeah – less funny.
We won't laugh this time.
No, I'm saying
how we lose games. You know, it's like
that, they've never been good at that stuff. That's the issue. Like they've always been a fundamentally flawed team. They're not good in situational hitting, and they've made the playoffs. Like you hope they can overcome
and
their issues.
No matter what sport, you have a window. But windows close quick, man. It's free agency, man. It's not 50 years ago. So you don't know if another team is going to come in, you know, and take your spot. You know, if you don't keep getting better. And we're not getting better. You know, we're definitely not. So all we're doing is getting older, more stuck in our ways, and thinking that they can do it their way. And that's what I'm seeing. So that's them. And that's what I'm going to say for the whole year. But the Eagles, thank God for the Eagles, baby. Eagles. Hey, we got something going, man. We got so many needs that it don't matter who we get. I just want us to get good value.
Hold up, Jay. Hang on one sec. So we got the Eagles. You're super confident. The next thing you said was we have so many needs. So why do you feel good about a team that won the Super Bowl last year? I want you to explain it, but a team won the Super Bowl last year and now has so many needs. So how are they filling those needs? Free agency is over. They pick 32nd in the draft tonight. So how are they filling all those needs, right? We have cornerback, safety, linebacker, edge, right guard, and maybe tight end.
Absolutely. So we now have a program here. This is the first time in Eagles history that we've won the way we've won, but are also built young. So now we can plug guys in. It's their job to step up. I have faith in the whole organization. We always talk about Howie. Howie's got a great team, but I have faith in Vic Fangio that guess what? We have such top-end talent with Jalen Carter, with Quinyon, with Cooper, that now we can plug a guy in and he don't got to be out of position. I'm sure Ike has seen a million dudes who played out of position in the wrong system. You go somewhere else and they play better. So I feel as though that we can have guys move up. Now, they might not be superstars, but we already got the superstars in place. So now all you got to do is play your position. Josh Sweat didn't kill the whole year last year. He had a playoff run, man. BG played better than anybody on the line before he got hurt.
Well, Josh Sweat led the team in sacks last year. So he was
and was Super Bowl MVP.
Yeah,
but their edges were not very good.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, I agree.
We can go through the history of Super Bowl MVPs, and everyone's not a Hall of Famer. Okay, so I'm cool with losing Josh Sweat because I believe in the system, the program, and the young people that we have that they will play their position with the dominant guys that we have next to them.
It's a culture of winning, Jay. That's what we have.
I hope so.
And this is the first time that we've had it to this extent. And I think people are scared because they've never seen it in their lifetime. Mm-hmm. You know, after we won the Super Bowl, we had mercenaries and one-year guys
right.
in 17, 18. This time, though, we have homegrown young talent. It's different. It's the organization's job to make sure that these guys can play their position. And the stars have to be stars. And I feel like they will be.
All right, Jay. Is there a guy you would love for them to take tonight?
No, I keep flopping between safety and corner.
So who?
Okay, I don't think defensive line is as important right now. Then you got to give me somebody on the outside, man.
Yeah.
So who are you looking at?
Oh, man. The what's his name? The kid from Georgia.
Oh, Malachi Starks?
Malachi Starks. Yeah,
and I think because he's perfect for Vic's system, I think he's perfect, man. Reed can be back there and be a ball hawk. We can play the young fella up around the line. You know, I just think he'll give us attitude. He's big. You know, I think that he's perfect after losing CJGJ. But, hey, man, if you give me an outside corner, too, I'll be happy also.
All right, Jay.
But don't give me no tight end.
All right.
I don't think they're going to take a tight end in the first round.
That would them
second round?
Them taking any offense. I don't think anybody would be shocked if they took an offensive lineman just because
I
of what.
Would.
Well, because of what they do, though.
Yeah, but they don't need it.
I agree. I would not take an offensive lineman.
I wouldn't take an
now that of
we
all
don't
the,
take guards in the first round
of all the
positions. I try to tell Elliot that
wow,
for 5 years.
Deja vu, back right on this stage.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
I will say it would be pretty surprising if they drafted an offensive player non-offensive line, like a skill
yes, a
offensive
skill player.
Player.
Yeah.
Now, I guess the only way would be if a receiver is sitting there and they have such a high grade on him, but that opens a whole can of worms.
Yeah,
question.
Take a receiver and see how.
Yeah, what can of worms?
It'll
yeah.
be Jalen Hurts 2.0 in terms of the.
Yeah, what can of worms there?
Who
Elliot?
Knows?
What
yeah.
can of worms?
Who
what
knows?
Can of worms?
Just quickly on what he said on Malachi Starks, I do think like it seems, and you know, you asked Mike Mayock about this, so you know, you can always decide if you want to believe mock drafts are truly indicative of what's happening. But Malachi Starks does seem to be falling in a lot of the mock drafts. Like a lot of mocks have him going 28, 29, 30.
Yep.
So they had him in for a top 30, which is huge for them. So tonight, I think they'll have a real chance at him tonight.
I think he's a second round pick. You don't, to me, you have to be a playmaking, difference-making safety to be taken in the first round. So, safeties don't go in the first round.
I agree with you on that. I think the appeal of Malachi Starks is he could come in week one, snap one, and be a solid player right away. I just don't think he has the special ceiling of some other safeties in this draft. And he's also not really, which is crazy because he's a former sprinter. He's not the great athlete some of these other safeties are. So I tend to agree with you that he wouldn't be shocking to see fall out of the first round, but he is a safe pick at number 32.
Yeah. I mean, listen, it happened to Cooper last year.
Yeah.
He fell into the second round.
Happened to Kobe.
Yeah, like teams, you don't. And I think with Cooper, people just didn't know how they would want to use Cooper.
Mm-hmm.
And then they saw, like, yeah, he's more of an inside guy. Do we take an inside guy in the first round? Like, if you're not an outside corner that can shut down top receivers, what's the point of taking you in the first round?
Yeah, that's why he's dropped, because he's not an outside
yeah.
corner.
Yes.
You know?
No, I agree. I think Malachi is probably closer in prospect type to maybe Nakobe in the way that Nakobe was not a great athlete, mm-hmm. but he was such a good college player.
Right.
And when Nakobe has stayed healthy, he's been a very solid yeah. slash good NFL player.
Yeah.
But I think at 32, like the Eagles like to take big swings. I don't know if Malachi Starks is a big swing, but maybe they feel a cost-controlled starting safety. You mentioned what the Lions safety got paid today.
Yeah.
Maybe they view that as, you know what, we have no great trade back options. This is a solid starter at a cheap rate for us for 4 years.
Wouldn't be shocked if they took somebody up front first. I mean, maybe they got an end or a tackle that they are looking at. And if Malachi falls to that second round, Eagles traded up last year in the second round.
The same thing they did with Cooper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They can go do the same thing with Malachi Starks.
Yeah, and look, they have the assets to do it, not just in this draft, but next year they're going to have 3 third-round picks, and I think two.
Are those the compensatory picks from this year?
One of them is from the Jets for the Hassan Reddick trade.
Okay.
And then one of them is a projected compensatory pick for Milton Williams.
Oh, yeah, okay. We finally get our Hassan Reddick pick.
Right, so next year they have 3 threes, 2 fours, and 3 fives, in addition to their own first and second. So tonight, when guys start to fall, they have the ammunition in spades
to go up yeah.
and do it, from even just next year's pick.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and truly, they can't use all those picks next
right.
year.
Right. They have 20 right. picks over the next 2 years. Their roster, while they have holes they could fill, has to still be one of the deeper rosters in the NFL where you don't have all these spots for guys to earn ways yeah. onto the team.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. Bam in Upper Darby. You're on WIP. What's up, Bam?
Good afternoon, my family, my second family. How y'all doing?
Hey, Bam. Any new tattoos?
What up, Bam?
No, not yet. Not
okay.
yet.
All right.
But I'm thinking about putting ESP on there, too.
Oh, there you go.
I need proof of this is real. I really do.
Bam, if you get an ESP tattoo, I will pay for it.
Right, me too. Right. Me too.
Yeah. 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 Yep.
You can put the Eagles inside of the year trophy on.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh,
now, what,
yes.
what part of your body do you want ESP tattooed?
On the butt.
No.
Yeah, lower back?
No, yeah, my right chest.
There we go.
Right
chest.
Cheek.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
The heart's
got
in the left
question.
Chest.
Yeah, got a question before I get my point, right? My Eagles point. Hey, you know how you do the pros 50 and pros and 50 for 50 or something like that?
Oh, the no. Flyers
and
50
yep.
with Broads.
Yeah.
Puck it up.
Yep, I got one for you too. Why?
Okay.
Why he's right there, bending like ESP, because he, you know, me and ESP be going to the Union game together.
That's exactly right. Bend it like Beckham, yep. bend it like ESP.
Oh, bend it like ESP?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if we're going to do a soccer
on the pitch with
thing.
Elliot?
On
yeah.
the pitch with Elliot.
There you
no,
go. There
yeah.
you go.
No.
Yeah. Probably not,
yep.
though.
Probably not.
I like the idea, though. I like the idea.
Yep. No, my point is, all right, so do you think, we talked about that yesterday, ESP, Goddard getting traded and getting Trey Henderson and then going mm-hmm. for a third or a fourth round pick, and then getting Justin Simmons back. You think that's going to work?
Get Justin Simmons. You're talking about the safety?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, the other Justin Simmons.
Well, okay. Well, it's draft night. So I think with Justin Simmons, if they really wanted him, he would have been here already. They've had multiple chances to get him. Now, if the draft doesn't fall their way, I'm sure Justin, like, then things could potentially change. They do seem pretty intent on giving Sidney Brown at least a chance to do it. And if you bring Justin Simmons in, that basically ends that. So I think they'll give these young guys at least OTAs to see what they have. And then going into training camp, you know, maybe you make some moves there.
Yeah, no harm in doing that.
Yeah, Justin Simmons isn't going anywhere, too. You know, he clearly wants
and
to
he
come
wants
here.
And he wants to be here.
And he doesn't want to partake in OTAs, I'm sure. Right. So he's fine sitting there for the next 2 months.
Yeah, but fine signing after June or so.
Which is what he did last year, I think.
Yep.
Gotcha. And my Phillies point, right?
No.
I think, man, that Romano guy.
Yep. Romano.
Yeah.
Okay. He stinks, man. He needs to be
so true.
No, I'm buying stock in Romano.
Well, is he going to be lower?
It's
a good time to buy if you want a good price.
Jack's buying the dip on Romano.
Exactly right.
Yeah,
I'm a penny stocksman.
There you go. Yeah.
I took one stocks class in high school. I'm pretty sure we almost convinced my stocks teacher to invest in this penny stock, and then it blew up the next day.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did you buy crypto too? You a crypto guy?
Nah, I'm anti-crypto. All right. Everyone knows that.
All right. 215-592-9494. It is draft day. WIP is your home for every single moment of draft coverage and discussion. Keep listening on your radio. You can watch it on YouTube, but we will have. We'll be here with you all the way through the pick, and then after the pick, and we'll yell about it tomorrow. Jack, what is coming up in the top 5 at 5?
So, Spike, long before you did the YouTube big board, there was the Jack Fritz name test. So I have my 5 players. I have busts and stars that the Eagles could possibly pick at 32.
Based on name.
Based on name only.
All right. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.